This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Carissa Melton. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. Trump said in a White House Rose Garden meeting before signing the document, reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. He was signing a document titled Safe Policing for Safe Communities just earlier today. The order will encourage, in his words, police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. The president went on, these standards will be as high and as strong as there is on Earth. The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, which is an issue cited by demonstrators across the country. Media agencies say Burundi will swear in President-elect Evariste Ndayishimiye on Thursday, a week after the sudden death of outgoing President Pierre Nkurunziza. The Constitutional Court last week ruled that the president-elect be sworn in as soon as possible. Ndayishimiye was originally planned to be sworn in August. He will take the oath of office Thursday in the capital, Gitega. He was handpicked by the ruling party to succeed in Nkurunziza. He went on to secure more than 60% of the vote in the May election that was unsuccessfully contested by the opposition over allegations of fraud. North Korea has followed through on its threat to demolish the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border between the two countries, Pyongyang's latest move to ratchet up tensions with Seoul. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. India said Tuesday that 20 of its soldiers were killed in a clash with Chinese troops along the disputed border of the two nuclear-armed nations. It was the first military casualties between the two countries in 45 years. The Indian Army said a violent face-off occurred in Galwan Valley in the western Himalayas on Monday night, and that there were casualties on both sides. China's foreign ministry spokesman did not provide information about any casualties among Chinese troops, but he accused Indian troops of carrying out provocative attacks on its border on its troops along the border, sparking what he called serious physical conflicts. The neighboring countries have been engaged in a standoff in the valley for weeks, with each other accusing the other of trespassing into each one's territory. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has announced that her father has died of complications related to COVID-19. Omar made the announcement on her Twitter account late on Monday, saying, "It is with tremendous sadness and pain to say goodbye to my father, Nur Omar Mohammed. No words can describe what he meant to me and all who knew and loved him." Omar, a Somali refugee, also tweeted a verse from the Quran, saying, "Surely we belong to God, and to him we shall return." She offered no other information. Omar represents a Minneapolis congressional district and, since her 2018 election, has been at the forefront of promoting progressive policies, including most recently the defunding and reconstruction of the Minneapolis Police Department. She regularly fires criticisms and likewise is targeted by U.S. President Donald Trump and other conservatives. Scientists at Imperial College of London are beginning human trials this week on their experimental coronavirus vaccine. It's the latest entry in the race to find an effective vaccine to stop the pandemic. About a dozen vaccine candidates are in early stages of testing among thousands of people around the world. There are no guarantees any will work, but there's increasing hope that at least some could be ready by the end of the year. A senior Chinese official Monday said that China must take charge of serious cases in Hong Kong that breach national security as Beijing prepares to impose new national security laws in the city. Analysts and legal experts say Hong Kong's freedoms are under unprecedented threats after China's parliament, the National People's Congress, passed a plan in late May to impose sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish what Beijing considers acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.